Algar Productions.
Naomi.
Dal, hey, come sit. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I know, it's been ridiculous. I've been stuck up in the lab working on filing. Endless filing. I think I'm still filing.
Ugh, I know exactly what you mean. They've been running us ragged on the bridge lately. How are you doing? Tell me everything.
I mean, good. Good, I guess. I've adapted something like 48 local Omega languages to the Universal Translator. Gia is still actually occasionally speaking to me.
Promotions are coming up, and I heard a rumor that...
I'm not ready to get my hopes up quite that high just yet, thanks. I did get a nice job ensign when I passed him in the hallway last week. So, I'm calling that a win. And I actually have a real honest-to-goodness meeting with him this afternoon. He asked me for my opinion on something.
That's so great to hear! And how's your therapy been going?
Again, good. My therapist says I've been making really good progress. I'm still not drinking. I'm still not dating. I'm kind of not anything lately.
That's fantastic! God, I'm so proud of you. You're doing amazing.
Yeah, these days I'm mostly just bored. I feel like all I do is work and sleep, you know? Kutch is still deployed with the Romulans. Valesa seems nice, but she's not really a solid candidate for book club. I've had nobody to argue with, except myself, obviously.
Are you okay?
I mean, I must be, right? I'm doing everything right. I missed you guys, you know? I missed the three of us.
I do know. Okay, you're right. We'll do something this week. Let me see. I'm free. Oh, Korg! Over here!
Oh, Naomi! Gutvame! Dal, good to see you.
Hey, Korg. What are you doing here?
Just a quick break before I head back to the lab. We've really stumbled into some fascinating aspects of that binary star we located last week.
Oh, did you finally identify what those antimatter particles were?
Antimatter particles.
We did. They were giving off a low-level gravimetric pulse that was interfering with our readings.
Of course! That would explain the background radiation that was leaking out.
There was background radiation?
Well, it would.
But don't ask me about it. God, that was so funny. Oh, God, Dal, I'm sorry. It's a joke from when our science departments were working together.
Yeah, it was really funny. You see, we had identified a Class 3 vapor.
And when they passed the information along to us...
It was... Oh, John, it was...
No, I'm sure it was hysterical. Hey, Naomi, I need to get going. I gotta get back to my lab and get to work. I was really just here for some to-go food.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll touch base with you later and we'll figure out a time for us to hang out.
Right, yeah, great. Anyway, I'll catch up with you later, Naomi, Korg.
Okay, yeah. See you later.
Bye, Dal.
Bye. Stupid Korg. I haven't seen her for more than a minute in like 2 weeks. No, it's fine. It's fine. You're happy for her. You're happy for both of them. You're so happy you could just scream. Okay. Calm down. You'll just talk to her later. Now just get back to your stupid lonely lab and eat your sad little lunch by your stupid lonely self and sift through another 8,000 pages of text so you can do your stupid, boring job.
Or... And hear me out here. I can take you to a quantum cluster galaxy and we can make out on the surface of a green sun.
Zod?
Gross, no. I'm the hot sister. The one with the fantastic god powers.
We came together in a spirit of peaceful cooperation,
to expand our collective understanding of the universe. 12 unique cultures from across 2 galaxies.
Faced with complete disaster, we discovered that a single, unified coalition would be infinitely greater than the sum of its parts.
And leading the charge in this unprecedented interstellar partnership is the Federation Starship Endeavor.
Endeavor, created by Ron Algar-Watt and Maggie Robotham. Starring Kara O'Connor as Naomi Wildman, Amanda Smith as Dal Lacerto, and Jason Wallace as Kutch. Season 3, Episode 2, Toxic.
So, by that point, the entire starship was almost completely destroyed, and it was about to take the entire solar system with it.
Uh-huh.
So I had to pull up on the stick while simultaneously removing the gravity from the area to keep the crocodiles alive.
Sure.
And then the Bolian guy turns to me and says, if we're going to do this, we're going to need to leave the cargo behind. And I said, I didn't come all this way not to pick up the vaccine. And I rotate the entire universe, Wittershins, and bring the shuttle in for a landing.
Oh, yeah. You hate to... Wait, you rotated the entire universe?
Sure. No big deal.
Wittershins.
I don't think anyone even noticed.
Okay, but hang on. I'm sorry. What is happening?
I knew you weren't listening.
I'm sorry, I was a little distracted by,
the heat death of the universe?
Yeah, yeah, is that happening?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, we're completely protected. I've done this a dozen or so times.
You have?
I have. See? There I am.
Hi, Cox. Hi, Al.
Hi.
Hi. Doesn't this, mess with the space-time continuum?
Oh, constantly. I just make it so it doesn't.
What? Look, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm saying this a lot, but what are you talking about?
Well, it's god powers, Dal. Fantastical god powers! If something's a problem for the universe, I just make it not a problem anymore. It's been working really well.
But that doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. Because I make it make sense.
But that doesn't make any sense either.
Right. And then I make it make sense.
What?
Here. I know how to help. There. Now you should understand.
Oh, I do. It all makes sense now.
See? It's fine.
Oh. Hey, maybe don't go going into my brain and making me understand stuff again, please. That was, weird. I think I'm getting a headache.
But it's so much easier than just... Whatever. Oh, hey, you're gonna love this.
Whoa, wow. What was that? It was like a huge purple-black supernova... pulling in on itself.
It's a little hard to explain, but basically physics just did a little backflip. It should be stabilizing just about now.
Fuck me.
Well, that sort of gets to the point of why I brought you out here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was hoping for something a little more romantic than this, but I basically... wanted to know if you wanted to get the god version of a drink sometime.
You mean all of this is a date?
Listen, I've been away from Nimbus Station for what would objectively be hundreds of years for me. I've been across this and multiple other universes. I've been all over the place and I just can't stop thinking about you.
Oh, wow, that's, thank you.
So I figured I'd bring you someplace nice.
Like the heat death of the universe.
Like the heat death of the universe. Right. I figured I'd bring you here and see if you wanted to give this a shot.
I mean, yes, obviously. I've I've been thinking about you a lot, too.
How could you not?
Well,
it's happening. Look over there. Hang on. 3, 2, 1. So, what do you think?
I accept your invitation for a date, Tox.
I thought you might. Now let's get out of here before the next universe starts.
Wait, what?
Dal, where were you? You didn't show up for your meeting with the captain.
Oh, no.
Hey, whoa. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm actually... I'm better than fine.
Are you? Because you're wet. Your hair is a mess, and there's a pretty significant tear in your uniform.
Ooh, yeah. Geez, look at that.
Where were you? You were just telling me how stressed you were about this meeting. Cap's just gotten to the point where he's willing to be seen with you.
I know. I just lost track of time.
How?
Well, you remember Tox.
Zot's sister with the god powers? Was she the one who dropped a moon on me and briefly turned me into an accordion? It's hard to remember.
Okay, I'm too wet for sarcasm. Also, you're terrible at it.
Yes, I remember Tox. Why?
After I saw you this morning, she was in a turbo lift. She took me on a date.
Okay.
To the heat death of the universe.
Wow.
It was definitely one of my better first dates.
I could see how that would make you late.
Also, we had some of the most intense sex of my life inside one of the crystalline rain clouds of Darius III.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Hence the water and the torn uniform.
And your inability to walk straight.
And my inability to walk straight, yes.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you had a nice time.
Oh, this was several shades better than nice. Oh, Naomi, it's so nice to get back out there with someone again, you know?
I do! And it's been quite a while for you.
It's been literally years. I think I'm ready to try a relationship again.
Okay. Sure, but with Tox? That's really throwing yourself into the deep end of the universe. It just feels like a big step.
I know, but I think I really need this.
Well then, I'm happy for you. Just be careful, okay? You've worked really hard to get your career back on track, and it's finally starting to happen. Don't lose sight of that.
I won't. I'm just gonna get cleaned up. I'll see you in Gia's ready room in 20 minutes.
Right. Okay, well, I'll see you then. And tonight, Cork and I want to see you at the Bajoran restaurant on Nimbus. I want to hear everything.
Right, you and Cork. Great.
I thought she'd never leave.
Tox, how long have you been there?
It felt like ages. Get over here.
I really need to get to see the captain.
But Dal, you can't.
What? Why not?
Because I can't go with you. Because I'm out of uniform.
I suppose it's nothing that can't wait for another 20 minutes.
Make it 30.
Naomi, please stop pacing and sit down.
Right. Yes. Of course. Okay. But where could she be?
I'm certain Dal is fine. She is a grown woman.
It's not Dal I'm worried about. I don't trust Tox. Certainly not with my best friend. You know she
dropped a moon on you and turned me into an accordion?
Well, if it happened to you, you'd take it personally too.
Waiter, can we get more drinks here? Big ones this time? Thank you.
Oh, I just know they're doing something dangerous and... unsavory.
Well, I don't know about dangerous, but it was definitely unsavory.
That's exactly what I'd call it.
Dow, are you all right? Where were you?
Stop asking me if I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm better than fine. I'm happy. I haven't been happy in way too long.
Well, I'm glad. But you missed the entire shift. Gia was not thrilled. I had to cover for you and say you ended up feeling sick. He's rescheduled your meeting, but he did not look pleased. You've got to be more careful or you're going to lose his trust again.
Oh, no.
Oh my god, who cares? Dal, I took you on a whirlwind trip across the galaxy. I took you to the Imperial Sky Towers of Chandelar, the chasms of Bilifor. We made love, falling out of the sky in the core of a gas giant.
Wow, sounds like a lot. But you still have responsibilities here.
I know, I just...
Like her responsibilities even matter here. Dal, you told me yourself that you were feeling criminally underused on that ship.
Well, yes, I just...
It's just one starship in the ascent of space. Nobody appreciates you here. Criminally underused is right.
I mean, I...
That is not true. Dal is a valued member of this team.
If I'm so valued, then why don't I see you anymore?
What was that?
I said, if I'm so valued, why don't I ever see you anymore? You're my best friend. I came billions of light years to be with you. And where are you? Busy. Off with your boyfriend. You're never around anymore.
I can't always be around to hold your hand and cover for you, Dal. You know I'm up for a promotion to full commander soon. And that comes with responsibilities.
Nobody is asking for you to cover for me. I've always had responsibilities. You're one of the most responsible people in this entire fleet. But you've always been there for me. Do you have any idea how badly I miss you?
Dal, I...
No. You know what? Forget this. Come on, Tox, we're leaving.
Oh yeah, hot stuff? Where do you want to go?
Anywhere but here.
Dal, wait!
Oh, hello, Tox. I'm Korg. Nice to meet you.
Oh, I cannot believe her.
I know. She's just the worst.
She is always telling me what to do.
Well, she is your superior officer.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to act so superior about it.
Uh-huh.
Months, years now, I have been on my best behavior. I have been trying so hard.
Sure.
Do I not deserve a little fun occasionally? Just something for me? Why does it have to be work all the time? I am losing my damned mind.
So don't go back.
Yeah, that'd show him.
No, I'm serious.
What?
You're fun, Lacerto. I've been traveling from one end of this galaxy to another for a while now, and there's a very good reason I came back to your sad, drippy little space station. You. I wanted to see you again.
Tox.
Look, I'm not going to make a big speech or anything, but I like you, Dal. A lot. It's so much fun flying around the universe with someone who's excited by everything. And also, you're an incredible Lay.
Damn right I am.
What are you even doing there, anyway? Your talents are being completely squandered. Nobody knows what you're really worth except me. I really...
Yes?
I... like you a lot, and I can show you so much more than Starfleet ever could.
I mean, that's giving up a lot. A whole lot. Can I think about it?
You can, but don't think too hard, baby. I'm going soon. Gotta keep moving.
But why?
There's just too much out there to see. But for now, for right now, I'm all yours.
Computer, locate Dal Lacerto.
Dal Lacerto is not aboard Endeavor.
Come on, Dal. Don't do this to me. Computer, time?
The time is 0334.
Where is she? Computer, locate...
Naomi, it's fine. Stop bothering the computer and let it get some sleep.
I feel like I keep asking you this, but where have you been? You're gonna be on your shift tomorrow, right? I absolutely cannot stall Gia anymore.
Well, that's the thing, Naomi.
Lacerto's not coming back.
What?
I can't do this anymore. I've been having such a hard time on the ship, and I just feel absolutely useless.
You're not useless.
I've been working on language codexes for the last 6 months, Naomi. A computer can do that. I know I screwed up, but I'm sick of being punished. I didn't cross the entire galaxy to sit in an office and do nothing.
But your Starfleet career
is going absolutely nowhere. Best case scenario, I get back in Gia's good graces, and what? I just mess it up again. That's what I do, right? I don't get better. I just stay the same. And I'm sick of the same. I can go anywhere in the universe with someone who loves me and...
Well, let's not use the L word.
What? Right. I can go anywhere in the universe with someone who enjoys my company. So why wouldn't I do that?
What about me? What about Kutch? What about our pact?
Kutch is going to be gone for who knows how long. And you might as well be gone too, for all I see you anymore. There's absolutely nothing keeping me here. Anyway, it's not like I can't come back and visit, right?
Ew. I mean, I guess. Why would you want to?
I mean, my best friends are here. Everything is here.
No, my friend. Everything's out there. And I will show it all to you. We'll see if you even want to come back here after a week with me.
Dal, I really think you should-
Nobody cares what you think, Red. Come on, Lacerto, let's blow this pop stand.
What's a pop stand?
I'll show you that first.
Dal!
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Wow?
Yeah, wow. Look. Tox, the universe expanding sex is...
Fantastic?
Oh, yes. Obviously, the... What was that last thing?
Oh, that? Nothing too fancy. We started in the deepest blood oceans of Kronos, hitched a ride as microorganisms on the back of a 60-foot Krull beast as it, in turn, spawned for the last time in a millennium and then ascended the crystalline fort of a Murik III right before they collapsed.
No, I meant the thing with your tongue.
Oh, that. I learned that one back when I was immortal. From a Vulcan, I think.
Oh, can we take a second? I think I need to collect myself.
We sure can. In fact, let's start here. It's one of the finest bars in the quadrant. Perfect place to take a couple of minutes to relax, grab a drink.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds great. I think I'll pass on the drink, though. How long have we been gone?
From Nimbus? Maybe a week.
Seriously? I feel like we just left, but also that we've been doing this forever?
God powers, sweetie. Both can be true. Now let's get you inside. Don't worry, I'm on the guest list. There you go, take a seat. Waiter! 2 Pixonian twills, if you would. Heavy storch.
Cancel one of those. Just water for me, please.
Ah, Dolly, you've got to try one of these. It makes the Krull Beast look like Ensign Sasek.
Thanks. No, I'm kind of beat, honestly. And I'm not really drinking anymore.
What? You? Dal Lacerto, you're not drinking?
I'm on a break. My therapist says...
Therapist?
Yeah, they started as mandated counseling sessions from the captain.
You, my dear, do not have a captain anymore. Just one very attractive lady with god powers. And she's telling you to drink up.
Yeah, no thanks. I appreciate the offer, but I'm not doing that right now. I don't like how dependent I was becoming. As I was saying, my therapist...
There's that word again. Why are we still talking about this?
Well, for one thing, it's important to me. I've been struggling with depression my entire life.
Oh, is that all? There. Problem solved.
What did you do?
Your depression? Not an issue anymore. I removed it.
You did what? I told you not to mess around with my brain again.
Oh my god. Don't ruin the evening. I did you a favor, darling.
No, you removed part of my personality that I've been dealing with and fighting with my entire life. I feel so weird.
Nothing a couple of drinks won't fix.
No, forget this. Take me back to the station, Tox, right now.
Waiter, those twills, please.
You're not listening to me, Tox. I'm done. We're going.
No, we aren't, Dal.
Hey!
And if you're going to keep complaining about that dreary station...
What? What are we talking about?
Nothing important, dear. Drink or drink.
Right.
I'm so worried about her, Zot. It's been a week.
You can't keep the captain in the dark much longer, Naomi. Honestly, I should have reported this already.
I know. Luckily, she had a lot of leave built up and I was able to get her excused.
I should be reporting that too, if we're being honest. But I get it. Look, Tox is absolutely a handful. I've said it repeatedly to everyone. But she has her good side too. She always stays in contact with me and my kid. She loves that kid.
I know. I'm worried about Dal. I wish I could see her.
Well, you're in luck, Wildman. I could use a hand.
Ah! Tox, what are you doing here? Where's Dal?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I need your help with something. Oh, hey, Zot. Here's a penguin suit and a kazoo.
Tox, good to see you.
Wildman, I need you to come with me. Something's wrong with Dal, and I can't seem to fix her.
You can't fix her? What are you... Never mind. Take me to her.
Naomi, wait. I've got a real change.
Where are we?
Some pastoral field or a sylvan glen or something. I don't know. I made it so we'd have somewhere quiet to talk.
Where's Dal?
Over here.
And then...
Dal! Oh, thank God! Are you okay?
I just... Then... Where?
What did you do to her?
I don't think this is my fault.
She was with you for a week, and she doesn't even know where she is. What did you do?
I just... She was complaining. A lot. About, like... Her brain problems and stuff.
Her brain problems and stuff?
Yeah, so I just, you know.
I do not know. You should explain to me what you have done to my friend as specifically as possible.
I just removed some parts. Cut out the bad stuff.
You cut out her brain?
No, of course not. I just deleted some memories and some trauma and a couple of habits I found annoying.
What?
Great. Now you're doing it.
I don't have time for this. Dal? Sweetie. Dal? It's Naomi. Naomi. Focus.
Naomi.
Yes, it's me, Dal. It's Naomi. Focus on my voice.
Naomi.
That's right. Tox, you need to fix this. Now.
I tried. It turns out, I don't actually know how a lot of the humanoid brain actually works.
Of course you don't, you absolute idiot. Nobody does. But you just had to go in there and tinker away anyway. And why? Why would you do this?
Well, she wasn't being fun anymore.
Ugh, you utter child! Zot was right about you.
Hey, now. Come on.
Not another word. I need to think. How did you do it? How did you remove the memories?
Well, I just snapped my fingers and...
And they just vanished?
No. Well, no. I had to sort of root around in there.
How exactly did you do that?
Kind of like this.
Okay, where are we now?
This is the inside of Dal's brain. Well, sort of. It's a little more metaphory than that. But it's basically Dal's brain for all intents and purposes.
Oh, God, I hate this metaphysical stuff. We used to do this on Voyager all the time. And how is Dal actually here?
It's her brain. It seemed rude not to bring her.
You brought her into her own... This is why I hate God beings. None of you make any sense.
Isn't it great?
You don't get to be cute about this. Maybe we can do something in here after all. Dal? Sweetie, do you know where you are?
Her Cardassia... home.
What is this?
This is Cardassia Prime during the Dominion occupation. Dal was there, look, that little Cardassian girl. That's right, Dal. That's you.
Hey, little Dal. What's wrong? I can't find my parents. I know. It'll be okay. See those people over there? They're with Starfleet. They're some of the best people in the galaxy. And they're here to help. They're going to keep helping us, too.
Wow.
I know, right? Wow.
Cadet Lacerto, please repeat the words you just said to me.
Who's this guy?
Oh, that's Dal's father, the Jagul.
Father.
Jagul, if you please. And yes, if you could kindly repeat the frankly ridiculous thing you just said to me a moment ago.
I'm leaving, father. I'm joining Starfleet.
You appear to have misspoken. What you meant to say was that you were going to return to your assignment in the Orbital Guard before it's noticed that you're gone. Maybe you can still save your utter shambles of a career.
No. No, father, I'm done. I'm done with you and your army of pathetic fascists. I'm joining Starfleet. I've already spoken with Lieutenant Commander Masuga, and she's willing to sponsor me.
Really? In exchange for what, exactly?
That doesn't matter. I'm going.
Dal, if you walk out that door, if you insist on this deviant, anti-family lifestyle choice, I never want to see you again. In fact, if you so much as walk through that door, I will shoot you myself.
That won't be an issue, sir. I won't be coming back.
They did see each other again. He didn't shoot her, but it was a near thing, though.
You came to his retirement dinner with me, and when I finally said goodbye...
Hey, I had your back. Then and now. Always.
Always.
Lieutenant Lacerto, you came.
Despite your directions, yes. I needed to see you again.
Come on, Dal.
And who is this representative of Starfleet you've brought to my farewell dinner? An occasion where I am otherwise surrounded by family and trusted colleagues.
Lieutenant Commander Naomi Wildman, sir.
Ah, yes, the Voyager child.
Well, not just...
I assume you're my daughter's latest conquest.
Naomi is my friend, father. She's the Wildman part of the Wildman-Lacerto translation algorithm.
Yes, I think I remember.
You think you remember our algorithm receiving the Daystrom Award for Excellence and its creators, Dal and me, each receiving commendations from Starfleet Linguistics for the improvements it's made to the Universal Translator?
Yes, that.
Your daughter is one of the finest officers I've ever had the pleasure to serve with, sir. And she has one of the keenest minds I've ever known. And she'll be taking that keen mind.
I volunteered for the Nimbus mission, father.
Nimbus? Are you referring to that frankly absurd joint undertaking to explore Andromeda? By all accounts, a complete boondoggle that threatens to beggar four proud Alpha Quadrant powers.
It's a whole new galaxy to explore. And don't bother trying to talk me out of it, because we ship out next week. I thought I should see you before I leave. I don't know when I'll be back, or even if I'll be back. I know we've never really gotten along.
No, never.
But even if I don't like you, I do respect you. And I needed you to know where I was going.
Dal, this project...
I never felt at home here. Not in our family home, or anywhere on Cardassia Prime. Not in the Orbital Guard. But I think out there, there might actually be a place for me.
It was lovely to meet you, sir.
I never could have done that without you.
Yes, you could have. But you didn't need to.
I guess you're right.
You're sounding more like yourself now, Dal.
It's coming back. I know you. You're Naomi. You're home.
There you are.
Oh, things are starting to come together again. I think I'm okay now. Tox, get us out of here.
Take us back to Endeavor.
Ugh, fine.
Oh, I never thought I'd see this place again. Or know that I'd want to see it again.
Oh, please. This boring old ship?
And you. How dare you?
Look, it was...
No. The only words I want to hear out of that mouth had better be I'm followed by sorry. You can't just remove the parts of a person you don't like. What is wrong with you?
Oh my god, Lacerto. Fine. Yes. I'm sorry. Sorry the rumors I heard about you weren't true. Zat said you were fun.
I am fun.
She is so fun.
I'm also a person with my own thoughts and goals. I can't just party and have sex constantly. I have things I want to do.
Well, what's the point of anything else? I have...
If you say you have god powers one more time, I am going to lose it.
You don't get to talk to me like that, Lacerto. I am a god, and...
When did you go from saying you had god powers to saying you are a god? Because one of those is cute in an annoying way, and the other is genuinely worrying.
Lacerto... Dal?
I don't want to see you again, Tox. You clearly prefer the idea of me more than who I actually am. And who I am is an extremely attractive mess who is trying to improve her life. And I don't think I can improve it with you in it right now. Goodbye. And thank you for a wonderful time.
You can't just dump me. You don't ever tell me no. I can make you so in love with me. Being without me will be like being deprived of oxygen, and you'll never even know it wasn't always like this. No, Tox, you won't. Zot, what are you doing here? Wondering what the hell happened to my sister. You are not like this, Tox. God powers or not, I know you know that you can't just treat people like this. You're acting like a child who's had a toy taken away. Don't you start with me, Zot. You will leave this ship right now, or so help me, you will never see me or your nephew ever again.
But,
now just a second. You can't stop me. You may be that child's mother, but I could still just snatch them away from you anytime I wanted. No, you can't. Not in any way that matters, and you know it. You may have god powers, but I have fantastical mom powers, and you know if you do this, you cross this horrible line, you will lose everything that actually matters to you. Goodbye, Dal. You'll miss me.
Dal, are you okay?
I'm really not. I think I need a hug.
Oh god, it must be bad. Come here.
I missed you so much, Naomi. Even when I didn't know who you were, I knew something was missing.
I'm glad you're back, Dal. And I'm glad Tox is gone.
I'm not. I'm still stuck in this stupid penguin suit. Wildman, see if you can find a zipper at the back.
What's a zipper?
Season 3, Episode 2 of Endeavor featured Mark Bosco as the narrator, Christy Brannan as Tox and Zot, Terry Lohmeyer as the voice of the computer, Bill Manning as Korg, Kara O'Connor as Naomi Wildman, Amanda Smith as Dal Lacerto, and Ron Algar Watt as Jugal Lacerto. It was written by Magyar Robotham and Ron Algar Watt. Original theme and additional music by Rich DeThorn. For more information, episode archives, RSS feeds, and more, go to ussendeavor.com. To show your financial support for this show and receive access to bonus shorts, visit patreon.com/algar. That's AALGAR. Production copyright 2024 by Algar Productions. Endeavor is not a for-profit production. Please don't sue us. We're just doing this for fun.